And we're back here on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. You can, of course, check everything out at thegamenashville.com or chasingcheckersradio.com. Rate, subscribe, and review to the podcast as well. Just search for Chasing Checkers. As you know, I co-host Darren Donick and Chase with Darren McFarlane and Willie Donick weekdays from 10 to 2 on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And earlier this week, we were joined by the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion, Chase Elliott, who talked about the historic weekend that Hendrick Motorsports had and also returning to Nashville.
What does it mean to you drivers? We know we've had enough drivers on. We've had you on to know how you feel about Nashville, but to come back and have NASCAR back on the Nashville scene, what does it mean? I know you guys talk, so we've talked to enough drivers. This is a market a lot of drivers like.
Well, I think it's a market that NASCAR needs to be in for sure. It's a popular city, a city that's been, you know, booming here. I feel like over the course of the last, I don't know, what, 5-6 years especially. But I just think NASCAR belongs there. I would much rather see it at the fairgrounds, and hopefully one day we can achieve that goal. But being outside the city a little ways, I think is a step better than we would have had if we weren't there at all. So we'll hopefully put on a good show and try to make everybody want to come back.
Chase Elliott is with us, the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and a fun weekend last weekend at Charlotte for Hendrick Motorsports. It was your 200th career Cup start, which is really hard to believe that it's already been 200 for you. But Kyle Larson dominates, wins the race, and Rick Hendrick becomes the winningest driver in Cup Series history. You won the week before to tie it. How special has it been the last few weeks at Hendrick Motorsports?
Well, it's certainly an exciting place to be right now. I feel like we're just in a good place as a company and across the board with how things are operating right now. So we just need to ride the wave the best we can. You know, it's great to get Mr. Hendrick the record. I think he deserves to have it. There's 600 plus employees at Motorsports that deserve to have that record, that have been around for a long time, that put in a lot of work and effort to get to the track each weekend, that don't ever get the recognition they deserve. So all those men and women deserve to be on top, and I'm glad to see them where they belong, honestly. And I think for the rest of us, we're just fortunate to be in a good situation right now. We have fast race cars. And like I said, we just have to ride the wave. You're racing something that it's going to come in waves. You're going to have times where things are good for you. You're going to have times where things are bad for you. And you just have to take them as they come, and right now, you know, things have been good, so we need to make the most of it and make it last as long as we can.
What does it mean now that, you know, Jimmy has moved on, he's retired? I guess from a Hendrick Motorsports point of view, you're the elder statesman. I know Kyle's been in the Cup Series for a while, but his first year there, Alex Bowman, William Byron. Now you have this group of young guys that you're all kind of coming up together, and now it's kind of your show to help take Hendrick into the next era. You know, it went from the Jeff Gordon era to the Jimmy Johnson era. So what does it mean to kind of be at the forefront of that?
Well, I think it's like I said before, it's just an exciting place to be, and it is kind of crazy how quickly it's changed. You know, I remember my first race over there, you know, you had Jimmy, Jeff, Dale, and Casey. And that was their lineup. And then I ran a fifth car there in 2015 for a few races. And just crazy, you know, there's only been a few of us in that room that have watched it literally change year to year, and then watch the people leave and but be able to work with them before they do. So it's honestly an honor to kind of see how that dynamic has shifted, and to see those guys move on and have other things in their life to go want to achieve and enjoy time with their family and do all the things they deserve to go do. But then also to see young guys come in and have the opportunities they have, much like myself and really our entire crew right now. So, yeah, like I said, just an exciting place to be. Looking forward to the rest of this year and seeing what it brings.
So how would you evaluate – you're coming off your first win a couple of weeks ago at COTA, which that was wild, watching you guys – try and race in the rain. Let's start with that. What was that like, running in the rain?
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge for sure. It was raining pretty hard there from the midway on to when they called it. But, you know, there were elements of it that I thought were fun. You know, rain racing is definitely different. It's a type of racing that we haven't done a lot. I did it once in a stock car in 2014, I think, but that was really the last time. So it's just different. And, you know, there's parts of it that are fun. Obviously the visibility aspect of it and how hard it was raining, some of the standing water became a large challenge there towards the end of the day. But, you know, I thought overall it was just different. And I don't think it was as bad as some might have thought, but it definitely was elements of it that were fun. But I definitely think there was a line somewhere, I guess, that had to be drawn to what we could do and what we couldn't.
So with your season, you got the win, you're fourth in the standings, you finished second last week in the Coke 600. Do you feel like things are, I feel like with you, it's always been, you know, you get a handful of races in and that's when things really start to come together and we see some wins. Do you feel like that things are starting to come together for your team and maybe you can chase that second championship?
I certainly hope so. For us, I feel like we really go about things just like we always do. And I don't feel like we're in a different space today than we were last year or at the beginning of the season. So we just got to keep pushing ahead, keep looking forward to new opportunities and bring fast race cars to the racetrack and execute good racing. And I feel like our group is plenty good enough to compete with whoever on a weekly basis. I feel really good about that. So I'm just excited for more chances to go and try to win and keep battling.
What is it, you know, there's another road course coming up this weekend at Sonoma. What is it that makes you so good on the road courses? We've seen you really shine your entire career.
Yeah, I get that. That's been a popular question over the course of this week, and I really don't have a great answer for you. I never really have had a good answer for that question. The best thing I can tell you is I came into a good situation with the team I kind of fell into. Jeff Gordon was a fantastic road racer, one of the best that NASCAR has ever seen. And Alan has a great understanding of road course racing, my crew chief, to be successful. So when you have those two things together and those guys who have built a really nice foundation, and then you have a young guy coming in like myself, when that foundation is already built and a young guy is trying to learn, when you learn on a good foundation, it's a lot easier to learn than when you're also trying to build a foundation while you learn. And that really, I feel like, has been probably the biggest piece that has allowed us to do well. So I still think I can do a better job. I feel like our cars can, we can continue to improve there too. So just all around, I feel like I fell into a good spot and was able to learn and learn fast and learn about the things that mattered and try to get better from there. So yeah, we're, you know, looking forward to the weekend. Sonoma hasn't been great, honestly. Sonoma's been that road course that we just have not ever really run great at. So we've tried to dissect some of that going into the weekend and look to be a little better. So hopefully our thought process is on time and we can improve like we think we can.
You mentioned how good Jeff was at road courses and getting advice from him, but whether it's a road course or oval or anything, how much do you lean on your dad on getting advice and running some of these places?
Yeah, and Dad was a great road racer too. I think kind of gets swept under the rug, but he had, you know, success on road courses and always really enjoyed them. And I feel like that's a big piece of it too, is you have to enjoy that stuff. And, you know, used to you only had a couple road course races on the schedule. Now we have like six or seven. So it's kind of one of those things where you almost have to enjoy it now. But yeah, Dad's always been a great asset and offers his opinion when he feels like he needs to, and I always try to listen to a little bit of everything from everybody and then piece together what I feel like is important from there.
Well, Chase, best of luck this weekend at Sonoma, and we're looking forward to seeing you here in a few weeks in Nashville. Maybe you can win the inaugural Ally 400. That'd be pretty cool.
Be great. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Chase Elliott, the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion, drives the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, and he will be one of the drivers racing at the Nashville Super Speedway coming up Father's Day weekend. And